I live constantly changing the rules. I live constantly changing the rules. All of my life and all of our life and all of the world that we live in, we are told to be your brother's keeper, an eye for an eye. We're to be our brother's keeper. We're to be aware of what our brother needs and what our brother wants, and our fellow man. We should always be concerned about our fellow man and care for him and do things that are making him happy and making him feel fulfilled. And if someone does a wrong to us, we should do a wrong to them. If someone does a right for us, we should do a right for them. Well, part of these rules are fairly good, and part are not so good. We can never be our brother's keeper because we can never know what our brother really wants to do with his life. And perhaps the very things that he's doing that we think are wrong or need to be corrected are the very things that are necessary to fulfill the dreams and goals of his life. And an eye for an eye, we do meanness for another person who does meanness to other. That could be a never-ending story, couldn't it? And is that what we really want to do? If I look at my brother and I say, I myself want to be allowed to walk my own path. I want to be allowed to dream my own dreams. I want to be allowed to be who I am. That is truly be your brother's keeper. That is truly what you want to do for him. Keep yourself away from telling someone else how to live their life. Keep yourself away from telling someone else how to be whatever they think they'd like to be. You don't really know. You don't really know who you want to be. How can you go around telling other people what they want to be? Well, and as far as the old adage of an eye for an eye, that is a philosophy that need not be ever in our way of thinking, because it is not who we are. Now, some rules need to be changed, and I live constantly changing the rules that people tell me about. They say someone said something unkind about me, I should say something unkind about them, and I should belittle them, and I should make fun of them. And the very thing that I'm supposed to do is the very thing that I don't want them to do about me or about my life. And so therefore, if I do it, I compound it and I approve of it. And I am certainly not wanting to approve of it, nor do I want to compound it. I do not want to be any part of it. Who am I? What rules do I like to have? I like to live unconditional love. That's my life rule. To live unconditional love. To go around and see everybody on the face of the earth with my unconditional love. Loving them because love is my nature. Loving them because that's all I know what to do. Loving them because this really is what I want out of life, is pure love. And as I go around loving my neighbor, as I go around loving people in my world, as I constantly change the rules about loving people. Now, you love those who love you. And Jesus said, you love those who despitefully use you. You don't go around just loving people who love you. That's nice too. But if you love everyone, and you don't love them because they despitefully used you, you love them because they are divine just like you are. They are beautiful just like you are. In fact, if the truth be known, everyone is a reflection of someone. And everyone in your world and my world is a reflection of who I am. And if I see anything less than the highest and best, I have to do some changing. I have to do some changing in the rules because I see what I am. So I instantly go inside of myself and I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me, I like me, I like me. I change my own rule about myself. the rule that says I don't like me, the rule that says I want to take it out on others. No, that's not what I want to do. That's not who I want to be. That's not where I want to go, and that's not why I am who I am. I am who I am because I am unconditional love. And that unconditional love will never change. Not for one instant will I ever be not unconditional love. Every moment of my life, I'm unconditional love, and I see everyone in my life, in my world, in my experience, unconditionally loving. How great that is. Everyone is unconditionally loving, and everyone is beautiful. I can see that all the time. People are always saying, oh, Herb, you're a nice guy. Herb, you're a wonderful person. Herb, it's nice to be around you. Herb, you are so thoughtful. Herb, you are just amazing. You're amazing that you can be in a world where other people are not kind and not happy, and then you come in there with your kindness and your unconditional love, and all of a sudden, everybody in that world is kind and loving and happy and fantastic. What a great way to live. What a great, how do you do that? How do you always be unconditional love, Herb? How can you do that? Well, I do that because that's what I am in me. I choose to be unconditionally loving in me. I choose to think every thought I think as an unconditionally loving thought. And doing that, then I live in that world. But basically, I do this one strange and wonderful thing. I am myself, and I'm having fun. Be yourself and have fun. That's my credo. Be yourself and have fun. Now, that does not mean that I do things to be mean or hateful to another. That doesn't mean I take advantage of another person. That doesn't mean that I am not pleasant and kind and loving to all people. But what it does mean is being myself, and I'm a loving person. I'm a happy person. I'm a joyful person. And have fun. Fun is where everything is beautiful. And everybody has the same value of fun. No matter where they may be, no matter who they may be, they have the same value as fun as I do because I created everyone on the face of the earth. I created every experience on the face of the earth. Sometimes I'm not tending to my flock too well. And when I'm not tending to my flock too well, things get out of order a little bit. But as long as I am responsibly tending to my flock to make sure that I'm always being myself and having fun, then my flock is well tended. You say, well, you don't really want responsibility. No, I don't have responsibility. My choice is to see everyone like I am. And my choice for me to be is unconditionally loving, for me to be myself, and for me to have fun. Those are the issues of my life. Those are the issues that never change. I live constantly changing the rules. Well, now the rules are not the issues. The rules are usually somebody else's. We have the School of the Master here for a three-month period, and it was fantastic. And during the School of the Master, we had a bunch of rules. And these are rules that were made up by the students themselves, just like the monks in the monastery. They made up the rules for themselves. And they thought, what is a monastery? What does a monastery bring to their mind? And it brings to their mind a place of discipline, a place of manipulation, a place of control, a place of not being happy all the time. And for me, a monastery was a place of meditation and happiness. Now, can everyone have that? Sure. Did I offer that to every one of the students here? Yeah. Did some of them take it? Yep. Did some not take it? Yep. Now, how do we handle things like that? I live constantly changing the rules that people bring up. I say, if you don't like that rule, change it. If that rule is not bringing happiness into your life and the lives of everyone around you, change it. It's not cut in stone that can never be changed. It is always very very changeable. It's always something we can always bring out in even a finer and a better way than we ever did before. I live constantly in changing the rules, but I live constantly in living unconditional love, being myself and having fun all the days of my life, all the hours of my day, all the minutes of my hour, and all the seconds of my minutes, and all the instants that I ever have. And there is not one instant where I am not living with unconditional love and being myself and having fun. Can you say that for yourself? Do you want to say that for yourself? You can, you know. Try it on for size. It really is lots of fun. And know that I live unconditional love, and I live being myself and having fun.